Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Behind the Peace Talk headlines, Lebanese believers are working together to meet needs and share the gospel. Then God's mission for Christians calls for total commitment, whatever role you play. The story in just a few moments. But first, potential talks between Lebanon and Israel this week depend in part on how negotiations between Iran and the United States unfold. But no matter what happens politically, believers in Lebanon have a long road ahead. Pierre Hosty with Horizons International says,
things are really very difficult and getting even more difficult. I mean, we've gone through a lot of crises in Lebanon, but this one definitely feels different.
Last Wednesday, Israel struck more than 100 targets in Beirut, killing over 300. During that 10-minute span, Hosni was at a gathering with 90 pastors.
We were actually launching a website, which was helping us to coordinate, the needs and resources. The operating assumption of everybody was that, hey, guys, let's unify more and more, practical unity, working together in the kingdom.
One pastor reminded Hosni that God looks at their hearts, not whether or not they can meet every need around them.
The point is we respond with our full capacity and making sure that we are being faithful.
Today's headlines may feel overwhelming, but Hosni urges believers to stay focused on the gospel mission.
I always have to come back and just recognize my own human limitation, but then also my calling, that the Lord has called me to spread the gospel to everybody that's around me.
Next, years of conflict and a looming civil war plagued South Sudan, where the church is no stranger to poverty and destruction. But Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says believers there are fixing their eyes on the abundance of Christ. Wesley recently returned from South Sudan, where ministry partners held a training in trauma counseling and forgiveness. Wesley says the Holy Spirit convicted several individuals of their need for repentance, made conference.
And there was such a gracious anointing there as they were responding to the word. So they weren't just hearing it, they weren't just writing it, they were now living it.
Even before the conference had ended, stories were surfacing of its impact.
We heard testimonies from the people who were there, who, because of the teaching that they heard, who were holding on to unforgiveness because of people who had killed their family members, and yet in hearing the training, they forgave.
Wesley's hope is that regardless of circumstance, the true Church of Jesus will showcase the glory of God.
By loving, by serving, by forgiving, by caring.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And
it is hard to stay on the mission field.
Recently, dozens of short-term mission workers joined Denise Godwin's team at International Media Ministries. They raised personal support to help complete a 90-day filming project of the biblical story of Esther, created for an Iranian audience. The experience reminded Godwin of both the challenges of missions and the urgent need for more workers. With IMM, she sees the growing need for media content that can reach closed parts of the world, and one resource matters most.
It requires not just funding and not just bodies and chairs. It requires dedication.
Yet for many missionaries, family voices can be a challenge.
It's hard when someone back home who you love very much just wants you to come home and have a normal life.
In the Lord's economy, every Christian has a role in sharing the gospel. More than asking whether we are givers, prayers, or goers, God would encourage us to consider how dedicated we are to our given roles.
It's only going to work for all of us in every role that we play with the inspiration and aid of the Holy Spirit.
So, if you know a missionary, take the time to ask about their calling. Listen to their passion and ask God to show you your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.